This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Job gains disappoint, or do they? From Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. Economists were expecting more than 500,000 jobs gained in November, but non-farm payrolls increased by just 210,000. Pretty disappointing, right? But Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York, says it's actually not that simple. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
So we have this disappointing top line, the 210,000 jobs, but the data's a little muddy, isn't it? I mean, there's some encouraging news in here if you dig a little deeper or you parse out sort of what's going on.
It's a really difficult report to figure out, frankly. And I think it's one of those months where we're going to have to wait and see what happens next month. There's two surveys that the Bureau of Labor Statistics does every month. One is the establishment survey. That's the weak one you just cited. The other is a survey of households, which picked up more than 1 million new jobs. It's not possible, using the data in the report, to account for the difference between the two. Maybe there's something there that we can figure out when we see the December numbers.
Is there anything encouraging in this report about folks sort of testing the waters or coming back? I mean, I know that we always talk about this in the context of wage growth and what employers are willing to pay. What are we seeing there?
Yeah, absolutely. The labor force participation rate rose 0.2, which doesn't sound like a lot. In any 1 month, a 0.2 increase in participation is actually a big deal. And even despite that, the unemployment rate fell all the way to 4.2%, which is a lot more than expected. And again, that's because of that discrepancy we just can't explain.
Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Chris, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you, Andy.
New rules for international air travelers arriving in the United States will take effect on Monday. According to those new rules, passengers will have to obtain a negative COVID-19 test within 1 day of travel. The current rule, being phased out, requires a negative test 3 days before boarding a flight for the U.S. Ski areas around the country are entering their third season with COVID-19, and for many, opening day has come at a precarious time with the threat of the Omicron variant looming. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Ski area closures cost the industry some $2 billion in early 2020. But the following season, with people working from home and schools closed,
there was tremendous flexibility in how people managed their work and school weeks.
And so, says Adrian Saya Isaac with the National Ski Areas Association, there were a record 10 million participants.
This year, that remains to be seen.
Ski resorts are getting creative to deal with the labor shortage, says Sunshine Swetnam with Colorado State University's Ski Area Management Program.
They're asking ski instructors, for example, would you like 40 hours? Could we put you in food and beverage or in rentals for a couple of those hours?
Skiers can expect some COVID precautions to stick. Tanya McCormick with Taos Ski Valley says indoor masking and online reservations are still required at that resort.
We said, let's go in overcautious and come out as we need to.
She says they're watching the Omicron variant closely. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2021 hurricane season officially ended this week, though there's an ongoing debate about what hurricane season means in light of climate change. It was a busy one, though, the second year in a row that the number of Atlantic storms exhausted the list of storm names. And as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, it was also the fourth most expensive hurricane season on record.
As far as hurricanes go, 2021 will be most remembered for Ida, the storm that intensified quickly in the Gulf and came ashore in Louisiana as a Category 4. And not just because of the damage it did there, says Benjamin Strauss at the nonprofit Climate Central.
Ida also delivered all of this rainfall all the way up in Pennsylvania through New Jersey and New York that did so much damage.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration estimates that Ida did about $65 billion in damage, making it the most expensive storm of the season. Another hurricane and two tropical storms each caused over $1 billion in damage. But so did 14 other weather-related disasters. As climate change makes all sorts of extreme weather more common, Tricia Wackendorf at the Disaster Research Center at the University of Delaware says during hurricane season now,
you're also looking at fire season. You're looking at a landslide. You look at increased susceptibility to rain.
According to a study Climate Central did this fall, Benjamin Strauss says the recovery time between disasters is shrinking.
Back in the 1980s, on average, you had to wait almost 3 months between billion-dollar disasters. And over the last 5 years, on average, you have to wait less than 3 weeks.
Dealing with all of those different weather events and a global pandemic is stressing emergency management organizations and budgets. And those dollar figures from NOAA are only part of the picture.
Generally, NOAA's numbers are really focused on what you can say are the measured cost of the immediate payouts, the insurance, the federal programs.
Craig Fugate is a former FEMA administrator.
But it doesn't always capture the longer-term impacts and some of the costs that are not always evident in the beginning, but may be borne later on.
By lower-income people who are displaced, homeowners who don't have flood insurance, and communities that often see an increased demand for social services. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.